PM.
I have a question for Cole.
Mr. Curie, you want to come back? She has a question.
I'm just curious, on the septic tank, what size is the septic tank there?
I'd have to pull, I don't have that answer. We had it inspected, and I don't have that report with me, but it was adequate. It was fully functional, tested fine, and the size was adequate for our use.
It was adequate for what?
For the use of the number of bedrooms that are at the property. So
they size them specifically off of bedrooms, correct? Is that Scott? Septic tanks are sized per the bedroom use.
120 gallons per bedroom.
So I don't remember.
Okay.
Was it 800? Aaron Driscoll with Cornerstone Home Inspections is the home inspector and a state certified health state health department certified to do wastewater inspections. And he did the inspection for us. And based on his report, I don't remember the exact number of gallons, but based on his report, we had no concerns with the septic system.
Okay. And even if it did prove not to be, you've got enough land that you could redo the system.
Plenty of space for that if we had to, yeah.
Tammy just walked in. Tammy's our 911 administrator. Some questions came up as far as paths via Google or other mapping. We're being told, have you been listening? Okay, so you're aware of everything that's going on. We've been told that if somebody selects shortest route, it'll actually run them through that neighborhood to get to that from 165 to 265. Is there a way to put something out there through the different mapping things saying, hey, this is a residential neighborhood, don't travel through here with large vehicles, because I guess they've had issues with larger vehicles coming through there.
We don't have any control over the mapping companies like Google or Google Earth or MapQuest or anything like that. We don't have anything. I mean, maybe we could put something in our beacon layer, something, our ARC layer.
Do they pull? So what was just stated? Because I'm just going to repeat it because you're not by a microphone. What Tammy just stated was is we don't have any control over like MapQuest, Google, those types of things.
Right.
But we may be able to do something with the beacon layer. Do they gather their information from our beacon, though, or where do they gather their information?
We have never gotten them to tell us, any of them, when we've questioned it, where.
So you've never had any communication from them. How did we finally get the issue with ambulances going down that road that was not a valid road? Remember that? Was it 5, 6, 7 years ago? Somewhere over here in eastern Taney County.
Are you talking about Michael?
I don't remember.
That road?
There's something about they were sending ambulances or sending something that way, and it was a dead end. It couldn't get through.
Any notifications on those kind of things are changed on our mapping.
Right. But I thought Google wouldn't do anything, and we finally got them to change it. Okay, so I'm wrong on that. Okay.
We had the ambulance going through T Highway at one point. Not T Highway, Devil's Point, T Table. And
right.
After it got closed and stuff, and then they had to go back. But I think our ambulance department took care of that.
Our 911 mapping shows them where to go and all of the dispatched agencies. And so. Yeah.
So we fixed it internally and didn't worry. Okay. Road and Bridge, is there anything on our road standards? I know Jason just left, but is there anything on our road standards that allows us to put up signage that says not a through route or no large vehicles? Do we have anything that we can do there?
Put like a residential neighborhood sign, but I couldn't really put a no through road because it next to it is 165.
Local traffic only, residential. What do they have down at the bottom of behind Skate World? What's that sign there that says? Didn't they put something there to like no cut through or no?
Which one?
Oh, down at the bottom of the hill behind Skate World.
Yeah, they do that one up there, residential.
I don't remember what it says. Where'd Jason go? Local traffic only.
Is that the county road?
In Branson, no, this one is. Yeah, through Table Rock Heights.
No, it's the one that you're speaking of.
No, it's a city road.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, but our road standards can... We can kind of do whatever's needed, I think. That's why I wish Jason was here.
Well, we've gotten advice from the highway department on what to put, not to put on a sign.
I'll look in our...
Yeah, but sometimes we deviate from that.
We're trying careful not to because we don't want a lawsuit. We've got to ask the FAA on one.
It has to do with our road standards, so not necessarily the state's road standards. So it's something that we can do, I believe. Devin, what do you got?
I'll check into our codes on the traffic control, which is United States wide. We'll see what we can do.
I'm just trying to, again... Cole, I wish you would have done this as a conditional use permit.
Me too.
Because I think for you it's easy. It's the future that I'm concerned about.
Scott, can he go back if he wants and do it as a conditional use permit?
He can make application to go before the Planning Commission.
It pushes closing.
A couple months, probably.
Be August, I'd have to look at the date, 9th or something, August 9th meeting.
And it impacts the value of the property, too. It's something that we'd have to consider, you know.
You might be able to buy it cheaper.
This zoning actually will likely impact the value of the property. I don't know that a single-family residential user will pay Mrs. Favre what I will pay.
Oh, I don't disagree.
Because
with that.
Of its potential use. It would probably have a negative impact on her property value compared to what we've established as a price for the house now.
First time in Taney County, I mean, I'm used to it in other states, but first time is I'm having people come and tell me they've actually had bid-ups on houses.
Lately, it's been about an average of $10,000 over list price.
Yeah, this person told me 20, but yeah.
With financing so cheap, people don't, $10,000 over the course of 20 years is minimal, so.
Yeah.
To the cash buyer, obviously, it's different.
Nah, they're coming with that cash from California. They're the ones that go 50,000 over.
California cash. As long as they leave their politics out there, I don't care what they do.
We make them sign a waiver.
Do you? Good. Anybody else like to speak? Sheila, thoughts?
Trying to put myself in both shoes. And you can only wear one pair at a time. And so...
You wear one of each. You know what that would be? A conditional use permit.
I know what it would be, and that's why I asked early on. I called Scott this morning. I asked it to have a... And the difference in what could be. And he could still go back and go, I move to reject the recommendation report of the Planning Commission regarding the subject property at 2935 State Highway 265, parcel number 187.0260001003001.002, and not recommend the zoning classification of the subject property from its current A1 designation and enter an order consistent with this motion.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
Does this affect his ability to go back and ask for a conditional use? Shouldn't.
Oh, no, he can apply. Yeah.
That was a question I asked before we...
I'm leaning that way, but I'm not 100% that way.
We have a
call vote.
All in, or do we have a second? We have a second. All in favor?
I'm making you go first.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, a rezoning request for 1823 North State Highway 265, number 0628-2021-02.
On June 14th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval of an amendment to the zoning district map in Abranson Township from A1 Agricultural District to NR3 Multifamily Nightly Rental District. It's property owned by Meyer Land LLC. It's parcel number 18-2.0-10-001-003-001.000 and location at 1823 North State Highway 265 Branson. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, the property is approximately 6.5 acres in size with no structures on the property. The property is served by Missouri American Water for water and the City of Branson Central Sewer for wastewater. Access to the parcel is off North State Highway 265. The parcels to the west are residential lots zoned R1, single family residential district. 5-acre parcel to the south is owned by Table Rock at Branson Incorporated and is in the city limits of Branson. The parcel to the east is an 8-acre parcel zoned A1 Agricultural and is owned by Missouri American Water and has a new water tower on the parcel. So our subject parcel is this highlighted triangle. Again, the dark colored is incorporated, except this time it's the city of Branson. And again, north of our location, but this is our high road take.
Could you zoom in on that and just do that again, please? I'm sorry.
So there's not many photographs, but I can go to pictometry. It's just a somewhat west sloping property. Again, that's looking to the south. Looking back to the north.
What road is that?
This is
265.
Mm-hmm. And if you can see this little road sign, that's the closest drive. And here's our NR3 in case we had questions on it. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant and the county commission for discussion.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to ask Scott some questions real quick. Show me again on the map where what is.
Right here.
That's the parcel that he wants changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is? Is it on both sides of the highway?
No, this is zoned by Missouri American Water.
Okay. And then what's all the purple?
The purple is NR3.
Okay. And the red?
NR1.
Okay.
And then, City of Branson.
Okay. And then what is the stuff between the NR3 and the...
This? R2?
No, to the right.
NR1?
The parcel, yeah, what is all that?
No. This is A1.
Right here.
That's all A1, okay.
Including this parcel. This is one big chunk of A1.
Okay. And then who owns all those other A1s?
Sherry
Persian. Okay.
And this is a NR3. I mean, this is the city just doing it.
Okay, go ahead.
Ready? Okay, so, well, first of all, I appreciate this, and I also understand this is the first meeting where you're doing this, and